Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keith WEEI. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Let's start, Jones, with the Boston Celtics. They are in action tonight on the road against the Philadelphia 76ers at 8 o'clock, a game that you can watch on NBC and Peacock. Celtics coming in this one 5-6. The Sixers are 6-4. Tyrese Maxey having a monster season, having like an all NBA.
Yeah, it started
type of season.
Opening night against the Celtics, and he hasn't stopped. Yeah.
Yeah, he's going crazy. But really, I think the main talking point in this game should be under the uniform fashion police.
Did you ever think that maybe there's more to life than being really, really, really ridiculously good looking?
It's Jones and Keith, fashion police.
So the Boston Celtics, they tweeted this out. The City Edition, the new ones, debut tonight. Brian, if you want to fire those up on Twitch and YouTube for the people watching there. Jaylen Brown is modeling it on the image that the Celtics posted. It's a all-white uniform with gold outline, gold Boston, and a gold number sort of outlined in black. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, not that you can see them on Twitch. Brian, Twitch. But I do like these. I'm trying to remember when we've graded them in the past.
Mm-hmm.
I graded them pretty highly. I don't want to be too inconsistent with my number, but like, I don't know, 84? I like these.
Mm.
I like them a lot. Now, you don't like them because there's no green, if I remember correctly?
There's zero green. There's zero green.
I don't care.
All white with the gold outline.
They pop.
33.
33?
33. I don't care for them. I don't like it. I wouldn't buy that.
There they are.
I don't want to wear that.
Look at that.
Where's he? He's in like a sitting lounge with like a little book. Look at the little bookcase on the side there.
Yeah, he's like
like a plant.
Like a reading nook.
He's getting ready for Between Two Ferns with Zach Galifianakis.
Wow, so I feel like we're usually at least in the same vicinity.
No,
these.
Not in the same ballpark on this one. I don't care for it. Now, it is better than when they tried doing like the gray, golden green. Remember those ones?
It's better way better than that.
Yeah, it's better than that.
Way better than that.
Yeah, see, I think one of the reasons why they don't have a lot of good alternatives or anything is because their regular jersey's really good.
They are good.
The white and green is really good.
But I don't care that they don't involve their regular numbers. Like, and I would use the Red Sox City Connects or whatever those are as an example. Like, I don't care they don't use the regular colors. I kind of like that they lean way out of it.
All right.
Okay.
Well, because we're in the middle of a Fashion Police segment, Jones, what if I told you this? The Red Sox single A affiliate, the Salem team, the Salem Red Sox, as it were, are changing their name.
Oh, good.
To the Salem Ridge Yaks.
Ridge Yaks.
Ridge Yaks. Now, their logo, this isn't really uniform police. It's more logo police.
They changed their team name and their logo. Yeah, we don't have the uniforms yet, but look at that fella.
It's a yak on a kayak. This might be the greatest thing I've ever seen. The only thing
it's that not hitting a baseball or throwing a baseball.
He does have a baseball in one of his antlers. If you see an antler, you look at that. Yeah, there's a baseball in the antler. I would like him to play the sport a little bit more. He is going, he's on a nice kayak. He should be wearing a hat at the very least.
If the sport were kayaking,
yes,
it would be very on the nose, but that's not what this is.
But it's a yak in a kayak. He has a life jacket on, which I think is an amazing detail, but he needs a baseball hat on. That would help.
I know it's not beneath you to beg for uniforms and things like this.
If the Salem Ridge Yaks are listening, I will take any and all stuff.
Could we get some Ridge Yak gear?
It's a good, it's nice.
I would wear the hat, the jersey, a sweatshirt, like a hoodie. I'd wear it all. Ridge Yaks. Yeah,
it's really cool.
If you're out there, it's not beneath us to beg. We ain't too proud to beg. No. We'll take some Ridge Yaks gear. Thank you very much.
Salem Ridge Yaks. Yeah. So look for them at a ballpark near you this spring.
Give me one reason to grab by, and I'll turn right back around.
Yep.
Give me one reason to grab back. Oh, and I'll turn right back around. Jones and Keefe will leave you lonely, and they'll never change your mind.
Wow, the Boston Bruins are in action as well tonight, Jones. 7 o'clock at the TD Garden, taking on the Toronto Maple Leafs. This game can be seen on TNT, HBO Max, and True TV. A little something for everybody. For the red-hot Boston Bruins, this team can't lose. They are a wagon. They're 10-7 on the year, but they are on a 6-game heater. And taking on a Toronto Maple Leafs team that is struggling, you got to kind of scroll down the standings to find the Maple Leafs. They're only ahead of the Sabres in the Atlantic Division. They've lost their last 2 games. So you got Bees and Leafs tonight from the Garden at 7.
Now, forgive me. Oh, yeah, it is a Swayman game. So Keefe is really goalie Keefe is what he is. Move over, goalie Bob.
Goalie Whisperer.
Because Keefe is really, he's gotten this right pretty much the whole win streak. They went Corpy, Swayman, Corpy, Swayman, back to Swayman.
Yep.
And Keefe has pretty much hit the nail right on the head. So back to Swayman against the Leafs tonight. I think this is where it comes to an end.
The streak?
Yeah.
No way.
Yes.
They may never lose again.
I think it's where it ends.
Maybe.
Grab bag. Aha! Fighter of the bag grab. Aha! Champion of fun. Aha! Jones and Keefe at 1:30 every day for everyone, except when the Red Sox preempt them. Grab bag.
All right, we have the American League and the National League Rookies of the Year were announced.
Yeah.
Nick Kurtz of the, Sacramento Athletics, who was nasty. He really
had a big year. Yeah.
He's on a trash team.
Yeah.
But he was the AL MVP. His teammate, Jacob Wilson, who was probably the favorite in the first half, and then Kurtz was a house of fire in the second half. He was second. Roman Anthony finished third place in the AL Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, and he was part of, I think, 5 different players got second place votes in the AL field. So the Red Sox are very happy that he didn't at least finish runner-up, never mind win the thing. Although I guess they already gave his contract extension, so that's irrelevant. But they were rooting against that. That's why they took so long to call him up. But that's probably
aren't there
right.
Escalators in there if he did? Yeah. If he finished second?
Two?
Maybe.
Top two,
so maybe, I think. Maybe they are still making out. Good point, Nick.
Yeah.
Making my way downtown, walking fast, faces pass and I'm grab bag. I'm staring blankly ahead, just making my way to grab that bag. And I need grab, and I miss bag, and now I wonder I could fall into grab bag. Do you think time would pass me by? 'Cause you know I'd walk 1,000 miles if I could just grab bag tonight.
Drake Baldwin, National League Rookie of the Year.
All the gin joints in all the towns in all the world. She walks into mine.
Grab bag!
Jones, we are 10 weeks into the regular fantasy, or the regular season, as well as the fantasy season. It's things are falling apart for me in the Jones and Key Fantasy Football
Same.
League.
Ditto.
Down to 5-5 and legit shooketh after a hot start.
We've both run into Shimes' team recently.
Oh, Shimes' team's a wagon.
It's a buzzsaw is what it is.
Not good. Jonathan Taylor. Just Jonathan Taylor in general, let alone
what do you hang?
Jackson Smith and Jigba.
50 on you?
Yeah. One man.
Sounds about right.
Just one man.
My team barely outscores that.
But can you help the people out? Do we have a fantasy pickup heading into week 11?
Yeah, so I think it's pretty slim pickings, and I think this guy would be owned in a lot of competitive leagues like our own, but I was surprised to see he's only 32% owned in ESPN leagues anyway. I'd go get Alec Pierce. Like, the Colts throw a lot. I don't believe in Daniel Jones, but that's not the question when it comes to fantasy football. They're throwing a lot. He comes down with a big, long catch every single week, another touchdown this week. So to me, Alec Pierce, and it's not great options out there on the waiver wire, but if he's out there, I would go get him. It's brought to you by Cars for Kids every week. The easiest way to get rid of your old car, you can donate today. Your car can be picked up tomorrow. Donate now, carsforkids.com. That is cars with a K.
Once there was this grab bag.
We mentioned it briefly earlier, but it has gone through because it was a weird announcement. It was like, coming up in an hour, Nico Harrison's going to get fired.
Right.
It wasn't even like he is fired. It's like, guys, he has a meeting plan, but we're just going to tell the world what's going on. But after making what was one of the worst trades in sports history last year, Luka Doncic from Dallas to the Lakers, and last night, Cooper Flagg actually had a really good game for Dallas, and the fans were chanting, fire Nico, the entire time. Well, they listened, and Nico Harrison has been fired by the Dallas Mavericks as their GM.
Okay, so they got what they wanted, what a lot of people thought was going to happen, even though he's probably just complicit with ownership, but now he's out. Okay.
Oh, I knew you were
grab bag.
When you walked in, so shame on me now, blew me to places I've never been. Now I'm lying on the cold, hard ground.
Grab bag, grab bag, grab bag.
What a night last night at the TD Garden. John Cena, his final appearance in Boston. So it was Monday Night Raw, not his final appearance ever. He already announced at the beginning of this year, this is going to be his last year wrestling. So he got in the ring, had a massive, people were very into it, had a match. Dominic Mysterio, Dirty Dom, they call him, Jones.
Yeah,
Dirty
Dom. Billy said this is going to be the big reveal yesterday. He knew it was coming.
Yeah, he was right.
Yeah, nailed it.
Nothing's a secret anymore.
Well, it's true.
So Dirty Dom interrupt John Cena while he was speaking to his home crowd.
Oh, boy.
Joe Tessitore, who does the play-by-play for Raw, couldn't believe it. He was like, you don't do this.
Does he do a pretty good job on the wrestling?
I haven't watched a lot of it, to be honest.
He wasn't good on football, Alex Cora. That wasn't his strength, but maybe the wrestling and the combat sports is more his speed. I don't know.
I guess not.
Yeah, okay.
I guess not, according to Cora there. He doesn't sound to be a big fan of him.
Well, Cora's not a fan.
But he was able to, he had a title match. He wrestled Dirty Dom for the Intercontinental title, which he won.
Wow.
So John Cena is now your Intercontinental Champion.
Good for him.
Yeah. So it was a good night had by all.
In Boston, no less.
People were excited about it, yeah.
If I get drunk, well, I'll pass out on the floor now, baby. You are part of me, no more. And I'm drinking where you know that you're my friend, and I'll say, I think I'll have myself a
grab bag.
All right, we have to have a real conversation here for a second, and maybe we can continue it tomorrow when Pure Hoops is in at high noon. The Bozo Parlay, we have not hit so far this season.
No.
Last night, it came down to it, and so we had hit four picks on Sunday. Boom, 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 boom. Four picks.
We,
as a group. You, me,
everybody,
Billy, Nick.
Everybody I can see right now all hit our picks.
And then Terp, who has struggled to the point where he's only hit one, he's had one successful week individually. He had Saquon Barkley. So it was all riding on a Saquon Barkley touchdown. He didn't score a touchdown last night. Does Terp lose his pick? Because this is the first time I think we've had four hits in 1 minute. Like a true Bozo.
Even last year we didn't get to that point.
We won once, and then it was a lot of like twos and threes, right?
A lot
of that. So what do we do? What do we do here? Do we have to have a discussion? Ride this out all year?
We should have a discussion.
Yeah, well, this is just us talking.
Yeah. No, we should have a discussion. But look, hear me out. Yep. Terps 1-9 on the year.
Yeah.
With his bozo picks.
That's right.
And he typically dabbles, not this week. Saquon was just barely plus money, but he was plus money.
Is this maybe a must-win week for Terp?
I just think
And then Scheim does it or something.
He can't possibly be this bad, right? Like
well,
some
he has been.
Some wins are in his future. They have to be.
Oh, you think we're about to...
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
We might miss out on like a big win streak coming?
Maybe. Maybe.
I don't know.
I say we let him, at least let him keep making the pick in the interim.
I don't know.
But not forever.
Right. Want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Grab bag! Guys! Guys! Guys!
Thanks to the text line, John Cena now a Grand Slam champion, Jones. He had not won the Intercontinental title before.
Ah.
So now he's won them all.
That's like you know, your Wimbledon, your French, the whole thing. Good for him.
Also, again, classic text line. You got some saying that Tessitore is the best. Some are saying he's the worst. So that's also a classic wrestling fan.
Yeah, one loves it. One stopped watching because of him.
Well, let me tell you. Well, one kept watching. Let me tell you, they are pretty united on the Scheim grab bag. There's not a lot of...
Loving it?
There's not...
Or no?
Not a lot of mixed feedback on the Scheim grab
bag. All right,
bag.
Well, yeah. Feedback's feedback.
You got to fight for your right to grab.
Bad. All right, let's find out who the best NBA performer was last night. Jones, was it Grayson Allen? 42 points.
Maybe.
Not 42 points. Was it Victor Wembanyama?
No.
38 points, 12 rebounds, 5 assists, 5 blocks?
Mm-mm.
Was it Cade Cunningham?
Yes.
46 points, 12 rebounds, 11 assists, and I believe 31 missed shots?
Oh, is that true?
Take a look at what he was up to.
I will.
James Harden. 35 points, 10 boards, 11 assists for old man Harden. And credit to this guy. Did you see all the Cade Cunningham missed shots? How many missed
14
shots?
14 for 45.
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't realize
missed 31
that.
Shots. You know, it's the most missed shots.
The least efficient 40-point game of all time.
Yeah, but.
It's the most missed shots since the 70s when Rick Barry missed that shot.
He's also only the second player in NBA history to have 40, 10, 10, and 5. The only other player who did it was Michael Jordan. That's the headline I saw. I didn't realize he missed so many shots.
Yeah, but Jordan didn't take 45 shots to
well,
do it.
Probably not. I'll have to fact check
it. It was
that.
Like Kobe's last game, rest in peace. Like Kobe goes for 70, didn't miss 55 shots.
Yeah.
You're like, all right.
All right. Well, I thought it was Cade Cunningham.
Or no, I got one more. And I made fun of this guy earlier in the year, so maybe I owe him an apology. He's not the corpse of it is the real life CJ McCollum, who dropped 46 and had 6 boards for Washington last night. So those 5, are you still going with Cade Cunningham?
I mean, they won and they beat CJ McCollum, so I will go with him. Yes.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
random Brandon Phillips,
Eduardo Nunez,
Curtis Luskanic,
baseball player of the day.
All right, fellas, we have ourselves a right-handed pitcher who would also bat from the right side, although very infrequently. He played 15 years in the majors.
That's not a hint.
He was a he had only a few starts, primarily a reliever.
Okay.
He'd work out of the pen, is what I'm trying to say.
Sure.
He pitched most for Pittsburgh, Detroit, Colorado, Toronto, Atlanta, Texas, Florida, the Angels, and the White Sox. Journeyman.
Yeah.
Some would call him a journeyman.
The White Sox, you said? Not the Red Sox. The White Sox.
No, never made his way through here. Sure. Other than as an opponent.
Right.
He would pitch against the Sox, but not for the Sox. Could be considered a Hoss of the Week. He's a big dude. Big fella.
Well, it can't be Rod Beck. That's what I was thinking, but it can't be Rod Beck.
And he was a one-time All-Star.
Where?
With the Pittsburgh Pirates in 2013, where he had 33 saves out of the pen. He had 24 saves in 2015. Those were his sort of high water marks. But a one-time All-Star, couple-time closer, really more of a setup guy.
Oh.
4.22 career ERA. And Twitch has it.
15 years, when did he start? When did he end?
Okay.
I thought he said...
Cup of coffee, 2000, last pitch, 2017.
Setup guy with the Pirates.
Well, no, closer with the Pirates. We made an All-Star team, but setup guy everywhere
else. Setup guy traditionally.
Twitch has it and text has it. He has an awesome nickname, but it also
it would
is
give
like
it away.
Too much like his name, yeah.
All right, I'm looking. Text line you said has it?
Yep.
Jason Grilly?
He got it!
The Red Sox win!
They called him Grilled Cheese.
And they call him Grilly Cheese.
6'5".
You could have said a nickname. I don't think we would have gotten it.
Yeah, honestly, no, if you were true. Like, his nickname's Grilled Cheese, I would not have gotten that.
6'5", 235.
Awesome.
Jogging in and out of the pen. That's good stuff right there.
How many
there.
Soda cans?
Probably just
seven.
Just the one. Just the one.
All right,
Jason Grilly, well, nominee. Haas nominee.
Let's enter him in as a nominee for Haas of the Week. I don't know that we've had any other nominees yet.
Matt
Khalil. Matt Khalil just went right in.
Hall of Fame.
Yeah, first ballot.
Yeah, no, he could be for the...
Jesus. Into the Hall of Fame.
That's kind of the problem.
That's why he got divorced,
that's actually. That led to that mess.
That's what led to that very sad breakup. Okay, well, that's our nominee.
For England, James? No.
Grab bag. That's our A-Hoss of the Week nominee, as well as the random ball player. Each and every day in the grab bag, except for Thursdays.
Right. Oh, yeah, Thursdays. I
Keith
forgot.
Keith sort of made Football. An executive decision on that last week.
Well.
Yeah, executive order.
So, Pat and a Jet on Thursday?
Pat or a Jet? Yeah. Yeah, I'll do that. Yeah.
Not Curtis Martin?
Ray Lucas.
Damn it. Damn it. Nicely done.
All right, we got it.
Nicely done.
Okay, well, stay tuned for Thursday for
he
that
got
one.
It!
Yeah, meanwhile, that is the random ball player each and every day in the grab bag. Stay tuned for WEEI.
It was Tom Tupa.
You got heart. You got Ted. You got ball. Coming your way at 2 o'clock. They'll talk to Mark Schlereth and Brian Hoyer. And we got the clip du jour next.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.